AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The White House isn't confirming reports about the identity of the masked militant known as Jihadi John.
At this point, I'm not in a position to either confirm or deny that the individual named in these reports is the individual that we're searching for.
The man seen with a knife and videos showing Western hostages before they were beheaded by the Islamic State group has been identified by the Washington Post and the BBC as Mohammed Imwazi, a university graduate from London. In the meantime, the Islamic State group has released a video showing militants using drills and sledgehammers to smash ancient artifacts in Iraq's northern city of Mosul.
The five-minute video appears to be authentic based on AP's knowledge of the Mosul Museum. It shows a group of bearded men smashing several large statues they describe as idols. The video then shows a black-clad man destroying an Assyrian protective deity that dates back to the 7th century BC. Islamic State extremists have destroyed a number of shrines to eliminate what they view as heresy. I'm Steve Coleman.
The Obama administration has decided against snubbing America's leading pro-Israel lobby in protest over next week's speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Congress. The administration is now planning to send National Security Advisor Susan Rice and U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power to speak to the pro-Israel group's conference in Washington starting this weekend. The NFL says it will review today's decision by a federal judge in favor of suspended Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. The judge ruled that an NFL arbitrator shouldn't have denied Peterson's appeal of his suspension, which stemmed from a child abuse case involving his son. This is AP Radio News. Folks who live in Wake Forest, North Carolina, are impressed with the amount of snow they got overnight.
Probably the most snow I've seen in my lifetime, coming from Georgia.
Some snow that fell in Washington, D.C. made it to the Senate floor.
Long a skeptic of climate change, Senator James Inhofe, who chairs the Environment and Public Works Committee, took to the Senate floor in front of a big picture of an igloo that was built during a snowstorm here 5 years ago. On his desk, inside a plastic bag, was a healthy-sized snowball, as Inhofe referenced last year being the warmest on record, but said things have now changed.
It's very, very cold out. Very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
The underhand toss never reached the presiding officer. No word if the person who caught it off camera was wearing gloves. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
You've still got to give the senator an A for effort. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.